The point is that poverty in the Bible is about poverty of spirit and a recognition that you are a beggar before the holy God. It is because of that recognition and the mercy shown to you that you would be willing to have mercy on people who don't deserve it, like beggars. So most beggars don't deserve it. And they're just going to take it and they're going to do something wrong with it, right? That's why you don't want to give. Okay, so what? Give anyway. Give anyway. Proverbs 14, two nice verses here. And I mean, so again, none of this is to say don't help the poor. It's just to say that don't put the cart before the horse. Proverbs, what did I say, 14? Yeah, 14 verse 21. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. Verse 31, he who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy. Right. So there's to be like God, to be like our Father, is to make the rain fall on the just and the unjust alike. And so absolutely, the Christian church is to remember the poor. And I'll even go so far as to say that I believe built into natural law, this isn't like the way that Christianity works with the Holy Spirit. I'm saying that if you just help the poor, you will have more financial benefit, generally speaking, in your life. It doesn't mean you're going to have money. It means the money that you have is going to go as far as it needs to go. That is the way that nature works. Nature rewards you for the good that you do. Okay. So that doesn't mean if you want to be rich, give money away. However, it kind of does mean that. Just don't take that as a spiritual truth. Take that like gravity, right? So having an open hand, being willing to share, means that you will be a person who is ready to receive, okay? Now, before someone goes and says, that sounds like the prosperity gospel, you're right, it does, because what they do is they go and tell you that you can manipulate this in some way. What I'm saying to you is that being generous has good results in life. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Okay. And the Bible is very clear that a generous hand is a blessing in and of itself. It is a blessing. So it doesn't mean necessarily I'm going to give 10% here or there, and now I'm going to have 100% come in. It means I'm going to be more content when I give. I just am. I may not have everything that I want come in, but I will be glad that it is there, and I will be willing to share that too. And that is a far more blessed life. That is true wealth and riches. If you can't be faithful with a little, who's going to give you much? It does apply.